Welcome to the Meaty Waterfowl Podcast.
And good afternoon and good evening and good morning to our listeners out there. My name is Brian and currently filling in for Walker this week on the Meaty Waterfowl Podcast. We have some special listeners and or siblings, children, and some of our best guests that we have had on tonight. Grant, what do you think about this crew?
I love it. You know, I strongly believe in having kids for our, you know, the future of hunting, and we kind of talked about it, I guess, maybe before the last episode, or maybe after the last episode, and thought, man, it'd be cool to have the kids on as guests. So, yeah, we've got...
why don't you introduce everybody?
Five guests down here. Well, I'll make it easiest, and just whenever we say your all's name, just say, you know, hi into the microphone, okay? All right, so I'm just going to go clockwise. So I've got Miss Everly Mims right here.
Hi.
All right. And then we've got Miss Lacey Stipe.
Hi.
I'm sure there will be plenty of giggles on this episode.
We've got Miss Anna Butler.
Hi.
All right. And then we've got Mr. Waylon Butler.
Hi.
And then we've got Miss Natalie Stipe.
Hi.
There you go. So, yeah, five kids as our guests. This is a handful.
It is a handful. To everybody listening, these are the ones that keep our lives so full.
Yes, very much so. And busy.
Yeah, no joke there.
Because we've got... I'm going to go back around this way. We've got archery, baseball, ballet.
Ballet and gymnastics.
And gymnastics. Gymnastics, softball, and gymnastics. So,
And riding lessons.
And horse riding. I mean, you name it. We've got a little bit of everything out here. So, yeah, but they make it enjoyable. But, yeah, we thought it'd be fun, and wish Walker could be here. But, we'll get to you all in just a quick second.
What have you been up to, Grant?
Well,
did you have any luck this week?
Finally. I finally killed a turkey yesterday, thank the Lord, April 27th, and was actually fortunate to have Everly. Yeah. Everly and Natalie with me yesterday morning, and that was really special. You know, I think we spent about 14 hours total opening weekend hunting birds. Didn't hear a gobble, didn't see any gobblers, and...
No, we did.
Oh, we did. Oh, we did. It was way off.
And we saw the one, like, the close one on the four-wheeler.
Well, that was before season started. I'm talking about... So, yeah. But I really wanted to make it a point this year to... you know, start taking, you know, all the kids hunting more. And, man, you know, I can remember the first time I ever heard a gobbler. I was just like, oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And so I really wanted them to at least hear, you know, hear that. And honestly, you know, I mean, if we could harvest one, that would be great, too. But so we went down to my uncle's in Cumberland County Friday night. And got up early yesterday morning and set up our ground blind. And I think shooting time down there was 5:25, something like that. They're an hour behind us.
Right. Right there on that cutoff.
Yep. And so we got set up. And, I mean, it wasn't 2 minutes after we set up. Man, gobbler started hammering, didn't they?
Yeah.
And...
really makes your heart race, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It was
pretty neat to see their faces. I mean, it was just like, oh my gosh, what was that? That's awesome. And we had had two or three of them hammering. And they kind of quit. And about the time they quit, to our right, popped out a hen out of the woods. And actually, I think Everly fell asleep. But Natalie was still awake, and she was sitting kind of back behind me to my right. You know, I kind of nudged her a little bit, and I pointed out the window of the blind, and I said, you know, I think that's a hen. And a few minutes later went by, and a Jake popped out. And
in pursuit.
Yeah, and I thought, well, you know, I'd really like to kill a big one, but, you know, we'll see what happens here. And the Jake, he come around, and he kind of got up and kind of started walking away a little bit, honestly, and got to about 60 yards, and that hen stayed at about 10 yards and walked right up. I had a hen decoy out, walked right up to that decoy, Brian. It was the coolest thing that I one of the coolest things I've ever seen. That hen got all blowed up, spread her fan out. I mean, was like, hey, I'm Big Mama here, you're Chump.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just wild to see. And when she did that, and she started, I don't know what kind of, I don't know what it's called, but just a...
Right.
And when she started puffing up and making that sound at that decoy, my God, that JK, he just come on up and got my gun up and shot him, and it was...
So were you asleep when the shot went off?
Yeah.
Did it startle you?
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit, didn't it? But Natalie got to see it, and it was really special to get them, you know, to experience that. And
you'll have to get him to get you a bow, and we can start bow hunting.
Go bow hunting for turkeys.
Well, it had two beards, too, remember
that? Yeah, yeah. So
the Jake had two beards?
So it was a Jake, but it was double-bearded. The first beard was right at about 6 inches long, and the second beard... actually, hold on.
Well, anything north of 6 inches is not a Jake. Just a juvie when it comes to old Tom Youngin. Oh, gosh, yeah.
So I've got the... So no, if you look... So see it right here?
Yeah, it's that's a split.
Yep.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's the first double bearded bird I've ever shot, gobbler or jack. That's salt.
It's salt. You didn't borax it?
Nah.
No.
My dad always just told me to put it in salt. And,
I mean, whatever dries it.
So yeah, so got some meat in the freezer and was really. I wish Lacey could have been there. She wanted to sleep, so I can't really blame her, dude. I mean, I'm
listen, I tired. Have wanted to be out there this weekend, but Lord knows my calendar's full enough that it's not happening. There's a fine line between respect to the family and respect for yourself and getting out there in nature, and just this weekend wasn't that. So, unfortunately, we didn't hammer down on anything this year, so we'll get back out there this fall.
There you go. I was going to say, I mean, fall turkey season. I mean, actually, man, we saw all kinds of hens. And I've got all kinds of hens on camera. But
you
got
a ball cat.
Yeah. Oh, that was another thing.
Yeah, when are we going to trap that thing?
Poor dad. Did I tell you about that?
Oh, is it?
On the phone?
Down there?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, so dad went with us, and this field is, well, I don't know how wide it is, but it's big enough. Heck, you could hunt several people in it. Well, we went on the left side of the field. Dad went on the back right-hand corner. And he could hear me shoot. And he asked if I got one. I said, told him, yeah. I said, but, you know, you keep hunting. And he had a bobcat, he said, within 5 yards of him. I said, man, that'd be cool to shoot and mount.
Yeah.
I would love that. Well, we shot the Jake, and we sat there for maybe like another 15 minutes, and they wanted to get out and just go up to the truck. And so we went up there. Well, it wasn't like 20 minutes late, and we killed this bird at like 6 o'clock. I mean, it was early. Well, it wasn't 25 minutes after we got up to the truck. The dad comes walking out, and it's like 7:45.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, what are you doing? He's like, well, you know, I just figured y'all might get bored sitting up here. I was like, no, we'll be all right. Brian ain't kidding. It might have been 5 minutes after he got up to the truck, about 60 yards from where he was sitting. daggone gobbler dragging the ground beard. I mean, big old boy. I was like, you left too early.
Yeah. Ouch.
I mean, he probably could have had him. But yeah, so a little bit about you all. I just want to go around the table. Just, you know, I don't know what grade y'all are in and that kind of fun stuff. So we will start, let's see, we started here last time. So we'll start with Miss Natalie. What's somebody need to know about Miss Natalie Stipe?
I really like pickles.
Okay. I mean, there you go.
That's all we need to know.
Straight up to the point.
All right, what grade you in?
Six.
What's your favorite class?
Definitely not math.
No.
I like math enrichment because we don't do anything. Oh, I like environmental science too.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
Good. Why do you like environmental science?
Because I don't really do anything in there. I get to go outside, do absolutely nothing, and talk to my friends.
Okay. All right. So you're doing archery.
Mm-hmm.
You like archery?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite thing about archery?
Getting a good score.
Yeah. You got your first 50.
Yeah, I was about to ask you that.
Was it last weekend, wasn't it? Yep, last Friday. Yeah. Since you don't have headphones on, that's a clapping sound.
Wonderful.
So you like archery?
Yeah.
Okay. What else do you do with school related?
Well, I have GT, and I just got out of academic team and Odyssey of the Mind.
Mm-hmm. Very, very smart. You are probably one of the smartest 12-year-olds that I know.
Thank you.
Almost 13. Yeah. So that's cool. Sixth grade, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Middle school. You ready for another 6 years?
No.
Halfway. Woohoo.
Yeah. Almost. We did the clapping sound again.
Bye.
All right. So, Waylon. Somebody need to know about Waylon. Go ahead, Brian. Ask your son some questions.
Waylon, what do you like to do?
Make forts.
You are a fort-loving guy. I tell you what. What else do you like to do?
Mainly play outside, ride my bike.
Yep. Yep, that sounds just like you. Do you like shooting sports?
Yep.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing? Do you like, would you say you like deer or dove hunting or turkey hunting more? You haven't duck hunted yet. We're going to take care of that this year, but.
Deer.
Yeah. A little bit more suspenseful right now?
Yep.
A little bit more on target at this point in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Than dove season? I can understand that. What's your ideal hunt? Like, where would you want to go and hunt it?
Probably in Grant's backyard.
Yeah, you want to go hunt in Grant's backyard?
All right.
Might, more turkeys.
Anytime.
It might skunk you.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you what. It might be Mecca here in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Get some corn out here, and we're going to, he and I are teaming up later this summer. We're going to kill some coyotes.
Yeah.
So we're going to do some trapping.
And some coons.
Yeah. We're going to do some baiting.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a season for baiting coyotes, ain't there? I'd have to look.
I don't even know if there is a season on.
Now, the season for flashlighting and night shooting is coming up here in the next few weeks, I believe.
Yeah.
It's going to open up.
Yeah.
I'd have to look and double check that, but I think it is late May. Okay. Do you like camping?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Well, we're going to move on to your sister, okay? How old are you, by the way?
Eight.
All right. What grade?
Second.
Yep. All right. We'll move over to Sissy here.
Okay.
Hi, Miss Anna. Can you hear me? Yeah? Talking to that. Here, you can pick it up and move it to you for right now. There you go. Can you say hi?
Hi.
How old are you?
Six.
Six. Have you ever been hunting before?
No.
What?
Yes.
Yes, you have.
You've been dove hunting.
Yeah, you've been dove hunting, haven't you?
I never been dove hunting.
You haven't been dove hunting? I'm pretty sure you went down to the field with us once or twice.
Yeah, I thought she went back there.
She did. She's just not remembering it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember me and you went down there?
Yeah, you've been dove hunting. That was last season, but you'll get to go again this year. We'll do more hunting. So this year's the BB gun year for.
There you go.
Hammer down on some BBs.
Yeah.
So
shoot some pop cans or targets.
Yeah. What do you like, Miss Anna? You like coloring? What else do you like doing?
Well, I like painting.
You like painting? Okay.
Art.
Like
art. All right.
She loves to draw. Yeah. That's her thing. All that. Pictures everywhere.
Ain't nothing wrong with being an artist.
No? Okay. As long as you don't have like $80,000 in school debt for some kind of...
That's okay. Joe Biden will take care of that for you. It's all right. No big deal. Student loans. Taken care of.
All right. Is there anything else you want to say, Anna?
We're not political, I promise.
Not political. Everyone's idiots in politics.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Could you paint me a picture of a black lab, a dog?
Yes.
All right. I'll hold you to that. Okay.
Better do it this week.
Ooh, hey, what we'll do is we'll find a picture of like Maverick and Misty or an older picture of Tuff. And you'll have to sit there and, like, lay it out, and you can
trace
make
it.
Your own. You can trace it, or you can sit it there and paint your own.
Yep. That'd be cool. All right. I'll look forward to that.
All right.
Thank you, Anna.
All right. You want to give those to Miss Lacey?
All right. And then bring the...
All right. I'm going to turn this
back over. All right. Lacey Stipe. What up, girl?
My hair. My five
ways,
they're up.
Fair enough. How old are you?
Nine.
What grade are you in?
Third.
What is your favorite class?
Reading.
Good. It pays to read.
Oh, we don't read. We don't do anything. It's just my favorite teacher.
All right, so both of you.
Do you all do anything at school?
Yeah, but like, she doesn't like do a lot of things.
Yeah.
But she has the highest, her class has the highest grade.
So. A little bit closer. There you go. Because
her class has the highest grade. I don't know how,
because
you don't do anything.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Well, all right, so you do gymnastics, right? What else are you going to start this year? Are you thinking?
Track or archery?
Cross country? Okay. Cross country or archery? Which one are you leaning towards?
Cross country.
Okay. You don't want to shoot archery with your sister? Well, that's no fun.
It's too hard.
Wait.
You're talking about too hard. You're standing up there shooting at a target. The accuracy part is hard. The physical labor side is not hard.
It's easy. That's why Natalie
but you're
likes
gonna,
it so
you're
much.
Gonna go do, you're going to go do track? Cross country. Sorry, that's not even track. That's cross country. Yeah. And you're going to go run miles.
Hey, she
exerting full energy.
I know, but, like, you can get, like, blisters from it.
She loves to run. You can get blisters from running.
I get more highlights in sports. Not pulling back a string and letting go.
Fair enough. Well, either one of them. So, how long have you been doing gymnastics?
I think this is the third year.
Yeah. Yep. Very good. All right.
Very cool. I'm not knocking cross country, though.
Yeah.
I'm not a runner, but if I could, I respect those that run cross country.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's definitely challenging.
You know, there's actually a lot of hunters, like big names that were athletes before they got into professional hunting. And they say that a actual professional hunter, that somebody is like backpacking the side of a mountain out in the wilderness for
a
week
or
two, they did all kinds of it, and they're actually some of the most fittest athletes out there. No joke.
Yeah.
It's statistically, they could burn, what is it, like 8,000 to 12,000 calories a day?
Oh, it's
like hiking and stuff like that, going out and like it's
8 miles a day, and
athletes like no other. Their backpacks and everything could weigh 60 to 100 pounds.
100 pounds.
Oh yeah, you
yeah. Got all if kinds you're packing, of stuff in there. Especially if you're packing the meat and stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
So well, very cool.
Yeah, kudos to you. All right, we got one more to do with these questions.
The one and only.
All right. All right, who we got here? Miss Evie? Evie Grace? Can you say hi?
Hi.
There you go. All right. So, we'll just stick with school. What is your favorite thing to do at school right now?
Specials.
Specials? What do you do in specials?
We can play in the gym.
Yeah? So basically playing in the gym is your favorite.
And art.
And art? Okay. Good. Good. How old are you?
Six.
Well, yep. Six. Just lost your first tooth, what, a week and a half ago? Yep.
I'm losing a lot of teeth.
Are you? Oh, yeah. You got one on the top, one on the bottom. So you do softball, gymnastics, and riding lessons, right? What's your favorite?
Riding lessons.
Why is it your favorite?
Because I'm doing barrel racing.
Because you're doing, so you like really like riding horses and doing barrel races, huh? All right. What do you like better, hunting or riding lessons?
Hunting.
Okay. Cool. All right. Just wanted to make sure. No, it's okay, even if you did like riding lessons better.
Although I doubt riding lessons would make her cry as much as leaving the duck field.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I don't think she cries when she gets done riding lessons. That's okay. You're just passionate, right? Ain't nothing wrong
passionate
with that.
For the hunt.
Yep.
Got that dog in her.
So let's go around the table, and what is your favorite kind of hunting?
Duck hunting.
Duck hunting? Alright. Why do you like duck hunting so much?
Because we shoot green heads.
Oh! I love it! That is good!
Even if they do have a spoon bill on.
Even if they've got a big old rod bill like this one.
Oh.
Shoveler.
Shoot it!
That's right. We do not discriminate. Good choice. Okay. Let's go to Miss Lacey and scoot that just a little bit closer, baby. All right.
Closer.
Just a little bit closer.
Closer.
There you go. What is your favorite kind of hunting?
Dove.
Dove? Oh. Why do you like dove hunting so much?
Because I don't have to be quiet.
Good.
I'll tell you what. I respect both dove hunting and duck hunting for that big issue.
Yes.
Because Mr. Old ADHD like over here honey. Can be difficult we to stay like quiet for honey. 6 hours.
You like deer hunting?
He likes deer hunting.
Oh, okay.
Because he shot a deer.
Yeah, you're good. Anna?
Anna? If there's any one animal you could hunt, since you've only been dove hunting, what would you want to hunt?
Deer.
You want a deer hunt? All right.
There we go.
Put her down as a deer hunter.
Waylon? No. Oh, nope, no, you're one. Good. You're good.
Hey, if there was anything you wanted to hunt, what would you want to hunt?
I mean, I would want to shoot a duck. Because I haven't got to shoot one.
There we go.
All right, so let's put him down for duck. He doesn't know that he loves that sport yet, but he does.
Oh, yeah.
It's there.
Yeah. Natalie, what is your favorite kind of hunting?
My favorite kind of hunting is hunting for the pickle jar in the back of the fridge.
The I'm pickle jar in the back gosh. Of the fridge.
I like turkey hunting, though.
Do you all go through a lot of pickles?
Yes.
You buy stock in pickles?
You know those big jars
yes,
of
yeah.
the whole dill pickles?
On the bottom shelf?
And they go by, I mean,
Indoors.
Maybe a month.
Indoors. Does she ever get, like, the pickles from the gas stations that are in the bag?
Yeah, some. You know, yes, I know you've gotten them before.
The jumbo pickles
the jumbo
in the packages.
Pickles and the
flavored ones. They have different flavors.
Pickle? Yeah.
I haven't got from the gas station, but like one time at the candy store, they had an extra sour pickle.
There you go. But yeah, I mean, we get pickles from Dylan and Dad actually made some, and we go through a lot of pickles in this house.
Very nice.
So, you said besides hunting for pickles, turkey?
Yeah.
Really? So turkey's moved up to number one? What about turkey hunting is so special?
I like getting up early and sitting in the blind, and I can eat because they can't smell the food I'm eating. And I like hearing them gobble.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Both of their faces, like I said, it was like...
You know, all of you all are about to the point where, obviously you are to the point, but getting to the age and the size that we could probably get like a family skeet day together where we just all shoot and have a good time.
Shoot guns. So, you know that gun that you shot?
Oh.
I have a smaller one. The cartridge is much, doesn't kick as bad. She shot the 20 gauge. Month ago now?
I did two.
Yeah, I know you did. Probably a month ago.
Yeah.
Ow.
I didn't say ow. I just didn't like how it moved.
Yeah, like when she shot...
The Frankie.
Yeah, when she shot, it like moved her. And yeah, she wasn't a huge fan of it. And Everly shot it too, and she wasn't a huge fan of it. So yeah, we're definitely going to have to get on the... 410 to start off with, but
yeah. Well, it's a good thing you won an over under this year.
Yes, exactly. And I'm glad the
I just realized how my volume keeps getting turned up. The cables are by it. When it gets pulled tight, it rolls the dial it. For me.
Yeah, bear with us, guys. This has been this is fun.
I'm
having fun though.
It's keeping me on my toes.
Yes. So we have turkey, duck, dove, and deer.
Very nice.
It's good. I mean, array. I mean,
And let's Waylon, his biggest reasoning for deer is because he dropped that one this year
I'm
there.
Down for duck now, so I was throwing him in on duck hunting.
Oh, okay.
But that's the thing. Let's see. Yeah. Only one of the kids here
has been duck hunting. Correct.
So I'm curious, you know, correct. If we have another episode next year.
And they've all been.
Yeah. If it changes. We'll see.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
I agree.
A year from now. What makes, and if you don't have a good answer for this one, it's okay. What makes fun, and we'll... I did it again! All right. We're going to start with Natalie. What makes hunting fun for you?
I like getting up early.
Yeah.
I like getting up early, and I like seeing the animals. If we don't get one, then we see it sometimes.
Just being out in nature.
Yeah.
Just hearing the world wake up.
Yeah.
The appreciation for what God made.
Yep.
Yeah. Like just like taking in that beauty.
Yeah. It's
I can respect that.
It's pretty when the world's waking up. You start hearing all the birds start chirping and all that kind of fun stuff. Good answer. Very good answer. Waylon? What makes it fun for you?
Well, the fun thing about hunting is that when the animals are gone, you can kind of talk. Some more.
Okay.
What is... All right. I think you missed out on an opportunity because you're my, like, little food buddy.
Yeah.
So, what do you like to pack in your little backpack when we go hunting?
Junk food.
What... Who makes some of that junk food that you like to take out in the field? No.
Mom.
No. Who's the only lady we're allowed to take camping?
Little Miss Debbie.
You like taking little Debbies with you. Any type of little Debbies, he's got to take his snacks out to the field.
There you go. Well, yeah.
So he, I'd say snacks for him are probably his favorite.
Yeah. Man, we had that backpack full of cheese balls and Nutri-Grain bars. And, Lord, they had, let's see, you had Cherry Coke and you had Dr. Pepper. And what else did we have? We had something else in there.
It was yours, I think.
No, I had a Code Red, you know. I mean, I try not to drink as I'm drinking a Coke, but, you know, kids never get to drink pop or eat a whole lot of junk food, and, heck, yeah, I definitely agree that that's part of it.
Snacks for a hunting trip should always look like an unsupervised teenager was given all the money they wanted to go in a gas station.
Agreed. So, agreed.
That's my agreement there, yeah. So. All right. Anna, what is your favorite thing about hunting? You like when we shoot deer? Do you like to eat the deer?
Yes.
All right. I'm a little carnivore.
Good.
Hey, everybody. I thought I was your carnivore.
You're both my carnivores. Let me tell you, these kids will eat any meat put in front of them, except sea bass.
Waylon
about lost it one night over sea bass because
really?
I made it too salty, and he's like, "Oh, this tastes like the ocean."
I'd say you probably put too much salt on it.
Water. Yeah, it tastes like salt water.
Well, Lacey, what makes hunting fun for you?
When you're done and you like walk around to go back to like where you were, and then you can like really be really really weird.
So, when we went coyote hunting here, I don't know, a month and a half ago, and. And then, you know, when we went turkey hunting the first weekend, we got done at, like, I don't know, 9 o'clock or something like that. And we just went walking around the fields, you know, seeing if we could see anything. And they're over there tripping over mud clumps and falling down and trying to do cartwheels in the middle of a field with, like, 20 pounds of clothes on. And
I did 15 somersaults in a row.
15 somersaults in a row walking around the field. That's a good, I mean, you gotta have fun, you know, and especially with kids. You gotta make it somewhat entertaining.
We're really big goofballs in the duck field.
Oh, yeah.
Really big goofballs.
Yeah. We do jumping jacks and all kinds of different stuff.
We've been known to toss a duck or two.
Oh, yeah. Yes. All right. Everly, what makes hunting fun for you?
We have to get up really early, and then we have to go duck hunting.
Okay. So what makes it fun? What's fun about that?
We kill ducks and geese.
Okay. All right. And turkeys and dove and... Yeah? Yeah, okay. And you like eating them. I don't think there's anything that she hasn't. Actually, I don't think I've made you all turkey, but it's good. Trust me. We'll try.
You gonna bake it or deep fry it?
I'll deep fry it.
Yeah, we got it. Will you make some shrimp scampi?
Huh?
Will you make shrimp scampi? I really want to try yours.
Shrimp scampi?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, deer burgers really good.
Deer burgers? Yeah. Yeah. That's a good thing. I mean, you know, you can go out and shoot a bunch of stuff and get a freezer full of it and eat it. That's one of the perks about hunting is you don't have to spend $250 at the grocery store. You can just go down to your freezer and get something out and thaw it and cook it up. So all those are good. Y'all are fun. Funting.
He was getting ready to say funting. Just for all of our listeners, funting
you
is
all,
Grant's new word.
You all make hunting fun for us. Taking you all is...
be looking for that in the hashtags.
Yes, funting. Y'all make it fun for us. We enjoy taking you all. You want to do that last one? I don't know if I took a picture of it. Yeah. How old? It may have been after I...
Okay. Let's go through the lineup here. We will go back around. You You want me to do all of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Everly. How old do you remember how old you were the first time you went hunting?
I think four.
Man, oh man, four. And I bet you had a super duper junior size pair of waders, didn't you? Yep, because Daddy had the hookup.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob, Mr.
Grant. You went with Audrey. Yeah, Audrey. Yep. That was the first time you ever went.
And how old do you think you'll be? Like, yeah, like, just, like, how many years do you think you're going to be hunting?
No.
You don't know? No. Like, a lifetime?
Maybe.
Like, forever and ever?
So you're, like, 80? They got to carry you out to the field? They'll probably have ways to get out there by then,
I'm
sure.
There's a locked up face right there, bud. Yeah. She's like, 80?
No, not that old? Maybe. Who knows? Okay. All right.
All right.
Pass it off.
All right.
All right, Miss Lacey.
Miss Lacey, how old were you the first time you got to go hunting?
Nine, I think.
Nine? Yeah. And how old are you now?
Nine.
You're nine?
Yep.
So within the last year?
Last dove season, wasn't it?
Nice. So you and Anna.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't hear the marbles, girl.
Yeah, yeah, we can't hear your head go this way.
So yeah. You and Anna got to go the first time together. That was a big couple weekends for you all.
Yeah. That's fun, wasn't it? So.
Do you see yourself hunting for a lifetime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Getting hooked on it. There you go.
Until I'm in a nursing home.
Until you're in a nursing home. Oh, well, there you go. Make old ladies boss you around?
Girl, you'd be bossing the old ladies around.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about myself.
Oh. Fair enough. All right. Hand her off.
Miss Anna Kay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes? How old were you the first time you went hunting?
Was I four?
No. Yep, you were five. I had to think about that one, too. So, but last dove season, right? Last September?
Yes.
Yep. And then this year, we're going to knock off a little bit more. We're going to do more dove hunting. We're going to go deer hunting. Maybe fall turkey. You were supposed to go spring turkey, and we just couldn't make it happen. You and Mommy both were going to go. But, okay. All right, you see yourself hunting for a lifetime?
Yes.
Yeah? You wanted to do more of it? Maybe do some more fishing, too. You like fishing.
Mm. I caught a fish once, but Leland was trying to catch a fish, and it never happened.
Yeah, I was using a wooden stick and then tying a string to it and then putting bait on it.
Yeah, yep. And it never worked. He never caught a fish, only me.
You've caught a lot of fish. A lot of catfish.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
You've tried to catch a catfish before.
I have.
You've caught one, but that was in the past, and when we were at Grandma's house, you tried to catch one, but it didn't happen. We saw them pop up out of the water.
Yep.
I went to catch a fish.
How old were you the first time you went hunting?
Seven?
And you're nine now? I was kind of slacking on you then, but I had to make sure you could sit still long enough to do it. High strung. A lot of little boy energy.
It's a lot, especially...
Just be mindful. He took three naps the morning he killed his first deer.
Wow.
Three naps in the blind. That boy was out of it. He was bored out of his mind off and on until we finally saw something. Yeah. And then he was, like, locked in.
Psst. Now, was that you or her?
That was my first fish.
That was you? Okay. That was a nice fish. So, yeah, Natalie just showed us a picture of... So, real quick, and y'all can just all... say it at the same time if you want to. Do y'all like fishing too?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Sam, that was for you.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of minions here that need to, to know
like
what
to.
Uncle Sam's got going on.
I'd really like to fish more this year.
Yeah.
Thought about going fishing like when we were at the lake, but I just think it'll be too many people. You know what I mean? How them fish won't be out and wanting to bite.
Yep.
They could.
All right. And Miss Natalie, how old were you the first time you got to go hunting?
11.
11? And then how, in that picture that you showed us, and if you want us, we can post that too. If you want us to.
Have to have your approval.
Yeah. How old were you when you got your first fish?
I don't know. 4 or 5.
4 or 5. It was a big old catfish?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's okay. We're not in the turkey blind. It can flash. So yeah, so she's got that on her phone where she gets
that.
A text message and I was like, you gotta turn that off before we go turkey hunting. she just started last year too, really.
Is there any particular hunting that you wanna do?
I wanna go duck hunting in Arkansas.
You do?
That'd be fun.
Yeah?
Yes.
Our dad will
like. Well, it's not his weekend.
Bah. We'll talk about it. We're definitely gonna go around here though.
Yeah.
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 It's not as good, but
pond hunts.
Yeah, or field.
Or field.
As we discussed last week.
Sorry, field.
We've got a crammed 3 weeks. We did an episode this past Sunday, and then we're doing this Sunday, and then we're doing next Friday.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you all. Y'all brighten our days every day. I think I can speak for Brian and
for sure.
Probably any other parent that takes their kids hunting. Y'all, we strive to be better for you all every day.
And Go ahead. The exciting thing too for Grant and I and other fathers or parents with little hunters and huntresses is that our conservation and what we're putting into now is only building because of you all.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to see you all be able to have opportunities that we had or did not have and want to be able to grow that opportunity for you. So
yeah, we'd love to see the duck population get back up to about 50 million birds and you know, y'all be able to kill just about whatever you want to.
Speaking of that, duck hole, I had a guy at work argue with me this week that farm ducks are farm mallards, okay, are the pure breed, and the wild ducks are ruining their population. I said, you are a load of crap and full of it, because farm ducks are ruining the migratory bird species of mallards.
Yeah.
He's like, well, it's the mutts that are hurting everything. And I was like, no, it's the farm ducks, the raised, the store-bought.
The farm ducks are the mutts.
Yeah, they're the ones that are muddy in the water for the bloodline. So anyways, I just thought that was really interesting. I was like, you need to go back and listen to some of our podcasts because
unacceptable. They've had Ducks Unlimited duck DNA thing this past season that, you know, you could send in samples of your duck and they could tell, you know, what's in its genetics and everything. And, man, there was a lot of ducks that had, you know, 10% or 20% farm duck in them. And what a goober. But we want to say thank you all very, very much for wanting to do this. I told them this past week, I said, or I guess maybe Friday, I said, do y'all want to be on a podcast Sunday? Thank you all for wanting to do this, and thank you all for wanting to hunt and be outdoors and all of that, because y'all just only make our passion for it even stronger.
Supposed to say you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
At 44 minutes and 19 seconds in, I think we're starting to lose them.
Yep. Hey, I told Whitney it'd probably be about 40 minutes. So
yep.
We exceeded expectations.
Guess.
Yeah, pretty good guess. do y'all have any questions for us real quick? Anything? No? Waylon?
The last time I went dove hunting, I think I fell asleep that one.
Funny, I don't know how you fell asleep. It was harder than Hades out there.
He was 6 when he went the first time.
Okay.
6? I fell 7.
You're 8 now. Oh, you were 7. Never mind. I'm just wrong.
Gosh.
You need to do math.
Yeah. All right, so no questions for the panel? No. No? No?
No questions? No?
Seeing none. All right. This meeting adjourned.
Wait.
Oh, what you got?
Like, the people, can they comment? Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes.
Do you have, can they comment on your Facebook page?
Yes.
Yes.
You could ask them a question, like, what's your favorite type of honey, and then put it in the comments.
Okay.
All right.
Mind blown.
Natalie here has a question for the listeners. So, Natalie, grab the mic, put it out, and tell them where they need to plug their answers.
What is your favorite type of hunting? You can put it in the comments on the Facebook.
Okay.
So or Instagram.
Yep.
I have mine.
So, oh, you have a question too?
No, I know mine.
Oh, you know your favorite type of hunting? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we'll post that question and see what responses we get. We'll let you know.
Huh? I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
You want us to put a vote up there?
Yeah.
Yeah? We'll do a poll.
We can probably do that.
Okay. All right, so listeners, we're going to put a poll up off of this episode. Make sure you vote, like, share, follow. Thanks for listening. Thanks for giving these little yahoos a listen and the support. We support all youth hunters, and this is just one way that we can show that is just by allowing you all to take a moment to listen to our kiddos and their love and excitement for it even at a young age. And we support you and your families and the youngins that are getting in it as well. So if there's any questions or topics that you want us to cover or something that maybe we didn't miss today, but we could have brought up on the youth side, how do you take a youth hunting in certain atmospheres? What things do you need to prepare for? What to look at or expect if you haven't taken a little one? Or just how to get them into shooting sports in general. I know some parents are new to it, and their time at this age as parents, and maybe you just started hunting a couple of years ago and you've never taught a youth how to shoot. Put that in the comments, though. Ask us. We can talk about it. And, thanks again for listening. Grant, close us.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.